So I said I would do a little broadcast or a little sort of feature from here at the Sustainability Summit with CIM. The competitive story seems to be a bit of a theme, and number 70 with 70% was cropped up quite a few times. Did you realise that 70% of people would actually say that they would pay 35% more if it was a sustainable product or a sustainable brand? I found that one really interesting. 70% retention of staff if you have sustainable plans actually in progress. Now that one is a huge one in terms of competitive edge. And the other one is that 70% of people purchase from brands that are aligned with their values. Now, I'm guessing that is one that we probably know as marketers sort of quite a bit anyway. So I found that was quite an interesting one. In terms of other bits and pieces that have come through, there's some themes around awareness, availability and motivation. So Phil Caudle from the Carbon Literacy Trust spoke a lot about actually framing the climate crisis around where people are and where their values will resonate. And it's all about collaboration, in other words, actually getting people together to talk about this stuff rather than it being purely just about the messages and putting stuff online. Interestingly, there's a lot of talk about COP26 and the amount of stuff that really hasn't been working within COP26. And we're talking here really about system change through individual change. So businesses and organizations and individuals really empowering themselves and taking accountability for the change, but not expecting the system to do it for you. Talking to a couple of people in the initial coffee over registration, and they were saying it is very much about the kind of the change coming at all levels. And I challenge whether it was coming to top down or bottom up. So if you're a junior and have a passion, can you actually make a change? And also, does that actually then reflect in the culture of the organization? They felt it was both, that you can't do it in isolation. So it's going to actually be both, which is really, really interesting. Creating a sustainable network of our people. That was an interesting comment by Jen Wilson from Auto Trader, and who are actually the 13th most popular website in the UK, which I had no idea. So they're absolutely huge. And the thing that she was talking about, very, very clear about this, was that driving change together responsibly is their purpose, but also their vision. So that was really interesting. They blended vision and purpose together as one thing, and then they use collaboration to drive sustainability throughout the organization based around purpose. So we know that purpose in an organization really is obviously, you know, absolutely crucial. And just going back to the Carbon Literacy Trust, around 70 organizations have now gone through that. So there's that number 70 again. There's a bit of a theme appearing here at the Sustainability Summit here in London today. James George from Pixera talked a lot about circular economy. And did you realise that 92% of the time, if you have a car, that 92% of the time you have your car, it's actually idle, and that the average journey for a four-seater car is actually only containing 1.2 people. And that in itself is absolutely fascinating. There's so much wastage in the world, and we obviously are very much here as a capitalist consuming society, and that really is not healthy at all for anybody. So what they're looking to do here is to suggest that within sustainability plans, we unlock the potential in our stuff. That was what James said. I'm going to be talking to James on the podcast in the near future. It's a very interesting set of examples that he has for unlocking the potential in our stuff. And the general feeling over all of this is that basically businesses have more, I guess, accountability, more responsibility, more potential for doing stuff than the politicians that we tend to rely on to drive things going forward. So that is going to be a theme for the rest of this session, I think, here today. And very, very interestingly, Gemma Butler, I'm just going to quote her. Gemma said, progress drives hope. So if you have process, James George was talking about designing your circular economy or designing your sustainability plans, don't just think it's a project or a campaign. You have to design this thing. So real innovation coming out there. But Gemma says that process and progress drives hope. So, you know, you can bundle those things in together and you think, okay, we need to really get some traction here in the organization. We need to be focusing on our processes, but also making some progress. And those little steps really should make a big difference. So that's the end of session one here at Sustainability Summit. And I'll come back to you and give you a little bit of a progress update on the other stuff that comes in as we go through the rest of the day. So after the second sessions, really interesting developments, really. I mean, the one big sort of takeaway here is the normalising of the conversation, which I think is going to be a really, really key thing sort of going forward. And loads of different ideas coming through from sort of avoiding green hushing, which is another little term which I wasn't really quite too familiar with. Obviously, we all know about greenwashing, but green hushing is the more subtle version of that. Really interesting conversation described by James George in the breakout session. He's saying that really the big focus is the why. Policy says I have to, or my competitors are doing it, or I've spotted an opportunity. And he says actually own it to believe it. So there's a real commitment thing coming through. And also we heard from Purpose Disruptors, and they were saying it's less about being the hero and more about being the host. And they were talking about actually sitting in circles and disrupting by listening. And I thought that was a really interesting one. And there was a big question that came through, and I looked around the room to see the reaction. And it was all about perhaps a more feminine approach to leadership. In other words, moving away from ego-driven marketing and ego-driven leadership into a more kind of feminine-centric version, which is all about listening and empathy. And I think a lot of us know that there's huge value to be had from that. The 70 came up again. 70% of those in advertising are concerned about its impact on the climate crisis and the way that the advertising and marketing industry is actually talking to the world right now. So that's really quite an interesting one, because it does feel that the narrative and the actual words that are being used are going to be really, really important to define how we move this game forward. So it's all very well having a process and to be thinking about stuff, but in terms of the language that we're using, it's absolutely critical that we get this right. And the biggest thing, the biggest takeaway from this second session was to stop using the word consumers, because we're citizens, okay? Citizens of the planet, not consumers of the planet. And if you just stop and think about that for a minute, that is so profound. Stop using the word consumers, because if we're encouraging consuming of things, what are we doing? We're just adding to the situation. So that really, to me, built on the stuff in the first session really, really quite effectively. So stop using the word consumer, start using the word citizen. Well, here we go to the end of the session today. And it's been sort of really, really interesting. And it's been some really, really clear themes as we've gone through the final part of the day, which I just want to summarize up to you. Some of the key themes that have come through is be human in your communication. So this is about process, it is about designing something really, really cool, something that's clearly very sustainable and future focused, but it is about actually being human, so increasing the level of conversation around values, etc. Sign the Better Business Act. That was something that came through loud and clear. I wasn't even aware there was a Better Business Act, but there is. So we need to all be looking at that one, because that is clearly a big focus for the future. Seeing sustainability as business as usual. I'm going to be doing a lot more work on that concept. I think that's going to be a really, really important one. Seeing sustainability as business as usual. Everybody says they ain't got enough time. Everybody uses the too busy argument. So for me, that's going to be a really, really critical one. Little steps on the daily action list was a cute little idea that came through in the last session. Little steps on the daily action list. In other words, don't bite off too much. Don't sort of take too much in terms of levels of expectation. Little wins, quick little wins, is definitely going to be the way forward here.
Discussing your values continuously, I like that because it is that continual reinforcement of the why. And so including this as part of a daily, I guess if you could call it, or weekly, kind of weekly meeting or some kind of engagement that you have maybe as a team or as a wider company, and actually including values and having those open conversations that I talked about just briefly a little while earlier. So really kind of sort of seeing the huddle as being a really key thing that is part of the conversation. Another point that was made really was nothing succeeds like an example. We know this is very, very data-driven. We know it's evidence-heavy. So it is about capturing and journaling the whole journey as you go. It's not about expecting, you know, 100% from the start to finish. This is about the journey. And so openly, authentically, and honestly talking about that journey, that is part of what marketing sustainability is very much going forward. And Gemma Butler, the key organiser of the Sustainability Summit here, really summed it up for me, which was, if they don't listen, go somewhere where they listen. I love that, really love that. You know, this is a battle that is going to sort the wheat from the chaff, the winners from the losers. We know that. Mark Carney said this years ago, that there will be just two companies or two types of companies going forward, those who win and those who are going out of business. So if they don't listen, go where they listen. And that might involve going somewhere completely different or going somewhere different in the organisation to garner and gain that support. So this is me just rounding up my musings and observations from the Sustainability Summit here in London, and I'm going to be doing a lot more detailed dives, deeper dives into the content as we go through the coming weeks and months on these topics. There have been some really interesting characters that I've met today, and one or two of them have agreed already to being on the podcast, so stay tuned for that. I'll be organising the dates and telling you all about those very, very soon.